You are listening to Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. This is episode 104, Taking Your Own Advice. My name is Jillian Faldmo, and I teach wellness practitioners the exact steps to find clients and get paid so they can spend less time marketing and more time doing what they love. This is the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. Well, hello. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. In this episode, we are talking about using your own tools to navigate your life and business challenges. And I'm bringing this up today because lately my entrepreneurial friends and I have been discussing our business challenges together. I have one friend who is a chiropractor here in town and another friend who has her own grocery delivery and shuttle service, which is really prospering. They're both doing amazing. And one of the things that we are all realizing is how easy it is to give one another suggestions on prospering and, you know, upping the ante with marketing and just being in that entrepreneurial spirit and mindset, right? But we all get stuck inside of our own heads when it comes to our own businesses. It's easier to dish out the advice. It's easier to dish out the wisdom for somebody else than it is to actually access our own inner wisdom. Now, one of the reasons that this happens is because when you are too close to something, it's a bit more difficult to see the bigger picture, which is why having a coach or a mentor is incredibly useful. When you have someone else from the outside looking in, there is just that wider lens, naturally. And that's why my clients love having a coach. That's why I love having a coach, because instead of it just being in your brain, you have the other brain with you. And two brains focused on the same goal really gets you to where you want to go faster, because you're able to get that bigger picture and that perspective. And you're more likely to change your perspective faster when you have that outside view looking in. So that being said, you can use your brain in a very intentional way when it comes to facing issues or challenges in your life or your business. I remember a few years ago, I brought a business problem to my coach, and she asked me one of the most powerful questions that I will never forget. And I've come back to it again and again and again. And the question was, if your client came to you with this problem, how would you coach them through it? And you know why I love this question so much? Because she could see clearly that I had already told myself I didn't know how to solve the problem. I had already turned off my own inner resourcefulness and my own wisdom. And that was so helpful for her to see, because being in that mindset as an entrepreneur can be so detrimental. She knew that if she gave me the answer to my business problem, then I would continue to look externally for the solution instead of calling upon my own inner knowing. Now, our brains like easy. And telling myself I don't know was a lot easier than asking myself this powerful question. If my client came to me with this, how would I coach them? Now, I don't even remember the problem I had, because what was so much more significant and meaningful was the process that I went through to come up with the solution thanks to this coach. It took intentional effort to answer the question. I had to step outside of the I don't know and use my imagination, something I was 100% capable of, but it wasn't easy for my brain. And ever since, I've been asking myself the same question. And to this day, if a client comes to me with a problem, and I recognize that the only problem is that they're telling themselves they are out of ideas or resources, then I pose the same question to them. If a client came to you with this problem, what would you offer them? Now, most of the clients that I work with are not coaches, but they do have life experience and skills to draw from that would guide them to offer counsel to their clients, even if it's as simple as I'd tell them just to be present with the emotion that's there, right? And when they realize how simple the solution is, there can be two things that happen. The first thing is, you just be like, okay, I have the answer. I'm going to go implement that right away. But here's what happens with the others, or the other thing that can happen, right? They realize how simple the solution is, but they're in disbelief that that is the actual solution. Yet the solution is what they've been preaching and teaching and helping their clients with all along. And here's the mindset that drives this. It works for everyone else, but it won't work for me. I'm different. Life for me is harder than that. It's more complicated than that. And here are a few reasons for this kind of mindset. One is that part of your brain that's responsible for keeping you safe is the more practiced one. This is what I call the primitive brain, whose primary job is to function with very little effort to avoid pain and seek pleasure. That's the part of the brain that is running the show when you think this won't work for me. It's a thought your brain is offering you because it's easier to stay stuck than to put effort into moving forward. And then here's the other reason. Our brains like to refer to the past, again, because it's easier. So we refer to the past to use as evidence that the solution doesn't work. It's never worked before. It's not going to work now. And that is automatically where the brain goes. So when I'm coaching my clients on this kind of thinking, I always make sure that they understand why their brain is offering that the simple solution wouldn't work for them. And believe me, it is a huge shift when they take a step back and consider the possibility that it really could be as simple as utilizing the tools you use with your clients to get through something. All right, so this episode is serving as your reminder to use the tools and to take your own advice. And don't use having a problem against yourself. Just because you're facing a challenge in your life or your business, it doesn't mean that you're a fraud. It doesn't mean that you're an imposter. Let this be a reminder that the only reason you're facing some challenges is because you're a human. Just because you help other people with their problems doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect all of the time, right? We really have to take that pressure off of ourselves and not beat ourselves up over having a specific problem or challenge that we're facing. We don't need to beat ourselves up because we don't know how to move through this thing. We just need to exude a little bit more effort, use our imagination to find the solution and believe that we can find that solution. You know what I see a lot? Whenever, whatever niche you choose or whatever topic you teach is what you will actually be constantly challenged by. That's been my experience, as well as the experience of many of my clients. So let's say you're even doing a group session on abundance, right? One of the things that will come up before that session happens is some challenge around money or challenge around abundance. And here are some of my thoughts about that. The first thing is I've wondered if the universe gives us opportunities so that we can learn and grow and help others who are challenged by similar things. It's like the universe is like, oh, okay, you're about to do this session on abundance. What can you learn before this session happens that you can share with the group, or not even share with the group, but just even make you more able to relate to the people that you're serving, right? So I think that there's like this kind of divine orchestration that happens. And that's why anytime lately I'm faced with a challenge, I try to remember that. I know that it's hard in the moment, but to really just extend gratitude for the opportunity, because I know that there's a part of it that is a blessing. The other thing that could be happening, if you take the universe or God out of it, is that whatever we focus on, we see more of. So if you're spending a lot of time and energy and focus on helping others with their challenges or with their struggles, and you're helping them to achieve results, you may have a keener eye for where you could use a little boost or support. So we start to then kind of focus on where our own gap is. Not always intentionally, right? Actually, it's a very unintentional thing that can happen. Focusing on the gap versus the gain, right? So sometimes it's just this, it may not be that we're actually being challenged by the universe, but we're just in more of a focused place in our lives where we're unintentionally focusing on the gap versus the gain. Either way, I think it's important that we as entrepreneurs expect to be challenged and to use those challenges to our benefit, to learn and to gain awareness, and recognize that when we use our tools to get through those times, we can offer even more value to the world. I know that it can be really hard to see when you're in the thick of it, but maybe you'll hear my voice in your head when the next thing comes up. I hope it does. I'm cheering for you always, all right? So think of something in your life or your business that you feel challenged by and ask yourself, if a client came to me with this, what would I tell them? See what you come up with, all right? I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's me again. I keep forgetting to ask if you would be so kind as to give me a review on whatever podcast app that you're listening to, and make sure that you like, that you subscribe, that you share this podcast, because doing so helps it to reach more people that could use this information and this content. So thank you. And I also want to read a 5-star review that I just received earlier this month from Magpie20. It says, Jillian's coaching and podcast episodes are exactly what I need. The episodes tap into exactly where I get stuck. And the best part is that there is a solution I can execute. The tips and tricks of how to master self-doubt and fear as you build a practice is invaluable. I look forward to these weekly mind flips. That is so awesome. Thank you so much, Magpie, for sharing your review. And I hope that this encourages more folks to listen. Are you a wellness practitioner that wants to grow your business, but you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, maybe even doubtful? Well, let's get you out of that emotional rut and turn those emotions into the fuel that will grow your business. Get the Harness Your Emotional Awareness to Grow Your Business free roadmap at jillianfaldmo.com.